She was kidding. Frank laughed at the joke. "'Cause the little Dago knows better than to go there,' he said, winking at me. I did know better, which is why I waited 32 years to share this anecdote. Immersing myself in his life and times for this book made me feel an even closer connection to Frank. But of course, I wanted a full interview with the man himself. I tried in 1996 and again in 1997 while I was writing the book, but he was so ill during that time it proved impossible. "It's just not going to happen," his first wife Nancy told me. "I think maybe you're a few years too late." I understood, of course. There's no telling where a biographer's quest for information will take him, and what sorts of characters will cross his path in the course of that adventure. Working on this book led me to interview a number of bizarre and colorful figures, including the man who kidnapped Frank Sinatra Jr. I was about 7 when I heard that Frank Sinatra's son had been kidnapped. Maybe because I'd also heard a little about Sinatra's alleged mob ties from my Italian-American grandparents, I recall thinking to myself, what kind of dope would kidnap Frank Sinatra's kid? As a youngster, I couldn't quite grasp the seriousness of the situation. But as a grown man, I was determined to better understand it. When I found Barry Keenan, he had never before told his story, other than in the form of testimony at his trial. It was a powerful experience for me to hear a blow-by-blow account of one of the most high-profile crimes of the 1960s from the kidnapper himself, all of which you will find in these pages. In May 1998, about 6 months after Sinatra Behind the Legend was published, I was still promoting it on television programs when Frank passed away. The book was reissued at that time, again in hardcover, as Sinatra, A Complete Life. After the publication of that reissue, many people contacted me to tell me that I'd missed them in my research. While the goal of any biographer is to interview as many sources as possible, it's impractical to locate every person who ever had contact with a subject. As it was, my researchers and I found more than 400. Happy that so many new sources had reached out to me, in January 1999, I began working on a revised edition, interviewing individuals such as Frank's longtime valet, George Jacobs, with whom I conducted 3 interviews. Additionally, I went back to the tapes of interviews from years ago and extracted new material from them. However, before that edition, which would have been issued in paperback, had a chance to see the light of day, my publisher went out of business. Therefore, other than the hardcover edition from 1998, this book has not been available since that time. Now, 18 years later, I am proud to finally bring forth a fully revised and updated edition of Sinatra, Behind the Legend, published to coincide with what would have been Frank Sinatra's centenary birthday. J. Randy Terabarelli, Summer 2015. Preface. I think I would like to be remembered as a man who brought an innovation to popular singing, a peculiar, unique fashion that I wish one of these days somebody would learn to do so it doesn't die where it is. I would like to be remembered as a man who had a wonderful time living his life and who had good friends, a fine family, and I don't think I could ask for anything more than that, actually. I think that would do it. Frank Sinatra to Walter Cronkite, November 16, 1965. Frank Sinatra was like a flawed diamond, brilliant on the surface, imperfect beneath. Of course, it was those flaws, those hidden complexities that made him human, and in many ways, defined his persona. If one really wants to understand Frank, though, one must travel from Lower Manhattan across the Hudson River to Hoboken, New Jersey, where Sinatra is a hometown hero. Everyone in Hoboken seems to know someone who knew someone else who once knew Frank or his family. Every Italian bartender, delicatessen owner, dry cleaner, pizzeria worker, and thrift store proprietor over the age of 50 seems to have a good Sinatra story, a juicy Sinatra rumor, or an inconsequential Sinatra anecdote.